But I grew up an independent Baptist, and this fits in with the subject. I grew up an independent fundamental Baptist was the kind of the terminology that was used. And I'm talking about I went to churches that believed the King James Bible. I'm talking about I went to churches that knocked on people's doors and were aggressive about getting people saved. I went to churches where the preaching was straight down the line. They preached on sin. They preached on doctrine. They preached on the blood of Jesus Christ. They preached on the gospel, being born again, salvation. I grew up in churches where people were baptized on a regular basis, where converts were being baptized and things were happening. I'm an independent Baptist. That's who I am today. And unfortunately, I find myself looking around at the independent fundamental Baptist movement, and I'm just explaining to you a little bit of how I feel and a little bit of the rationale behind this church and so forth. I look around and I find myself very distant from the independent fundamental Baptist movement. I'm just explaining this to you. For example, I got in the mail the other day, and it makes me sad because I grew up and things were just a whole lot different in the independent Baptist churches that I grew up in. And the churches that I've been to, churches that I've been a member of, today are unrecognizable. And even just the mainstream independent fundamental Baptist movement is just going liberal. And there's really not much else out there. I can't find anything that's more, conservative. I can't find anything that's more in line with the Bible. And so this saddens me. I got something in the mail week before last, and it was an advertisement for a conference, and this is one of these big conferences where great preachers from all over America, the independent fundamental Baptist, I mean these are the leaders of the independent fundamental Baptist movement. These are pastors who pastor great big churches. People have looked up to them for years as leaders and role models and great preachers. And I got this invitation for a meeting in Georgia, in McDonough, Georgia. And it's called the Nationwide Independent Baptist Fellowship. And it's a great big preaching conference where all these preachers from all across America are getting together. And it's amazing because they had a moderator and a vice moderator and they had officers. And it almost seemed like they had this little denomination going. Almost like they had this little network going. And so I got this invitation. I looked down the list of who was going to be there. And it was, let me go down the list here. Paul Chappell from Lancaster, California. Great big church there, Lancaster Baptist Church. And you may not know these names, but these are people that are household names among independent Baptists. Dr. David Gibbs. Dr. Bob Gray, Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Tony Hudson, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Dr. Bob Kelly, West Columbia, South Carolina. R.B. Ouellette, Bridgeport, Michigan. Dr. Max Barton, Dr. Clyde Box, Dr. Ron Comfort, and Dr. Shelton Smith, and Dr. Clarence Sexton from Tennessee. And let's see if there's anybody else on here. Dr. Don Sisk, Lancaster, California. Bobby Robertson from Walkertown, North Carolina. And the conference was called Fan the Flame. And boy, I thought this, it looked like it was just some on fire, fundamental Baptist kind of preacher. And please bear with me, I'm just trying to explain to you a little bit where I'm coming from as a preacher. And it looked like it was just this exciting, fiery preaching, and all these guys are going to be there, and it's, wow, this is just straight down the line. This is it, man. Well, I went on the website, okay. I went on the website and I looked, and it was being put on by a church called the People's Baptist Church. And in Georgia there. And the guy who was running the whole thing, the guy who organized this whole thing, was pastor of another People's Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina. His name was Max Barton. I went to the website of his church, and the first thing I saw, I click on the website, and there's just a big stained glass window was his logo of his website. Giant stained glass window, picture of his church, great big giant stained glass window, great big steeple. And the choir there, and I mean, let's just face it, it looked like a Roman Catholic church because he's got this great big stained glass window. I went to his statement of faith, and he said that this is what you have to do in order to be saved on his statement of faith. Number one, admit you're a sinner. Number two, be willing to turn away from your sins to be saved. Okay? That's how you get to go to heaven. And then number three, after you've done that, believe that Jesus Christ died for you and was buried and rose again. And then number four, through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. Now, you may not understand all that, but invite Jesus to come into your life is not the kind of gospel preaching that I heard when I was growing up. I heard things like, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, be born again, get saved, not invite Him into your life. And I sure didn't hear somebody tell me that I had to turn away from my sins and be willing to turn from my sins in order to go to heaven. Because I just thought that it was, I thought Jesus paid it all. I thought it was just the blood of Jesus Christ. I thought it was just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I didn't know I had to clean up my life in order to go to heaven. Because in that case, I'm still not on my way to heaven. Because I haven't turned from all my sins. And I'm not sure which sins I have to turn from. Which particular sin is it? Because we're all sinners. And it kind of fits in with that stained glass window. Because it's the same thing. That same teaching of works salvation, where you earn your way to heaven either by giving up something or by doing some good work, it's all the same.